Meditieren, Yoga, Joggen, nichts entspannt mich.
Echt? Mich entspannt meine Steuer total.
Steuer? Wie Finanzamt? Die Steuererklärung?
Ja, ich habe ganz locker über 1000 Euro zurückbekommen.
Hast du geheime Connections oder Excel-Superkräfte?
Nö, nur die Wieso-Steuer-App.
Wow, und das ist einfach?
Klar, die macht fast alles automatisch.
Ich fühle mich plötzlich so entspannt.
Hol dir dein Geld zurück. Abgabefrist 31. Juli.
Was?
Schaffst du ganz entspannt mit Wieso-Steuer.
Ach, ja.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the big show today, a Pat request for Deny, plus Hook and Scoop, and Chicks Ready to Go. It's coming up right after this.
Jim Rome takes on sports.
I will always have a complicated relationship with this game, but people evolve. So do sports. Do not make me regret this. Do not make me devolve back to that guy that so many clones wish that I still was. And do not embarrass the entire country. Now, I can go back. I can get there fast. Lose tonight, and you got a real problem. Do not blow it.
The Jim Rome Show podcast.
You've been warned.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.
I'm the guitar guy at the party. I'm gonna play a few hits and drink a Coke and Bacardi. It might seem like I'm just having fun, but I'm actually not. I'm trying to sleep with your girlfriend. Listen to me as I play this song, 'cause I'm gonna play it regardless. I'm only playing three chords, so I can make eye contact with different women in the room. I'm gonna try and sleep with your girlfriend, but I'm gonna make it sound like we have a really special bond and we should keep it secret. You know, I think your boyfriend really takes you for granted. When was the last time he told you that your eyes look like space crystals? If you want to come by my place later, Christy, it'd be cool. It's not going to be like last time. I totally understand why that freaked you out. Maybe if I play free phone, then someone will give me a quickie. Or maybe they'll just sit on my lap and the friction will cause me to pitch a pup tent. A pup tent, you know, will make sure that you won't feel, 'cause I'm classy. And I'm gonna shift it to the left, and I'm gonna shift it to the right, and I'm gonna create a mental image in my head like guys in prison taking a group shower. Here's my story. I'm gonna make sure that I tell it in the proper order. I went to arts camp as a kid and I played the recorder. But then I learned that recorders are for losers and guitars get chicks. And now when I feel like a loser, I take this out and sing Wonderwall by Oasis. I play mostly covers, Cat Stevens and Beatles and a couple of others. I do some original songs too, but they're not as well received. I'm just gonna get religious for a second if you guys don't mind. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. But I still want that quickie, 'cause I'm the guitar guy, I'm the guitar guy, I'm the guitar guy, I'm the guitar guy. Ah. At the party.
Yeah.
And I'm gonna sleep with your girlfriend.
For those of you who always need something extra, well, there you go. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
It's Allie Breen. Our question was going to be, where is Allie? It's either going to be New York, Boston, Florida, Phoenix,
Georgia.
Reno.
Georgia. No, look at you.
Allie Breen is a very fine stand-up comedian. She's also our authority in the world of illicit sex. And
illicit.
Oh, sorry. We have letters. You can reach Allie, by the way, A-L-L-I B-R-E-E-N. I spell it out for you because you can find her on your favorite social media platform. And let's get to our first letter. What's happening?
Dear Allie, my husband has been going to the gym and got new clothes for work and overall been in a way better mood.
Uh-oh.
I know. At his Christmas work party, I met a new secretary who works there who's very young and cute. I've never heard him mention her before, but I have a feeling this might be the reason he has more pep in his step. Should I be worried there's something going on, and how do I even investigate this?
Yes, you should be.
Yeah.
What?
But do you think that it's possible, like, if she knew, like, hey, my husband enjoys this young girl, and she makes him feel good, and they're just chatting back and forth, that that's completely safe and fine?
No.
Okay.
Jess, that is possible.
Okay,
I don't think it's...
But this
like
is just
that.
A poor random pretty
but
girl
very
that...
Yeah.
That he's trying to attract.
It's possible when both people in a relationship are confident and, and this lady doesn't seem like she has that.
Yeah, but I would be like, oh, you're going to listen to my husband's jokes that I've heard for the last 25 years? Please, enjoy. Yeah, go ahead. Take care of my light work.
I don't think there's... He hasn't given you any reason
maybe,
to worry.
Maybe the guy's getting in shape because his doctor told him you're going to die if you don't drop 50 pounds and...
Just assume it's because some pretty girl you met at a Christmas party.
Well, that's the other thing. Is this a company with 1,000 people or
yes,
a company
exactly.
with four?
Was it 10 people, four?
Like,
five,
that makes a big deal. Like, he may never even see the secretary
that's
if he
true.
Works out in the plant.
There's a chance a supervisor went up to him and, hey, man, we need you to dress better. Yeah. Yeah, you know, who knows?
Well, he would say that if that were the case. He'd go home and be like, oh, I just got...
Yeah, but she hasn't even asked him.
Supervisor.
Yeah, that's should
so
she.
So how does she
say,
know about the secretary?
Met her at a
Christmas
party.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah,
they were banging. They were banging in the
in
the coat room. Yeah.
Banging at a wedding.
Yeah, maybe she should ask him some questions.
Case that nothing's going on, but he would take her up on it if something was going on.
Maybe
you
he's
know
trying
I mean?
To attract her.
Yeah, oh.
Let him have the fantasy.
The female brain.
Oh, yeah, come on.
Your brain went right to this guy's cheating on his wife.
Yes.
Yeah. That's all I'm saying. The female brain.
Have you never been cheated on?
No.
Well, then that's why your brain doesn't go there.
But even if you have been cheated on, you don't just assume that's going to happen to you every time. At least a healthy person wouldn't, you weirdo.
Now, I'm trying to lose weight and dress better, and I'm not trying to cheat on my lady. If it happens, then... Cool, but
I mean, that's not the ultimate goal. You're not looking for it.
Let's move on. Obviously, this one is a zero. Allie Breen, what have you got?
Dear Allie, I have been dating a guy online who I met and I really like. We do a lot of dinners and movies and cuddling at home, and he's very affectionate and attentive. I just realized, though, we almost never go out, and when I do, it's just he and I, or we'll go out with my friends. I haven't met any of his friends or family. He's never even attempted to integrate me into his world. Do you think he's ashamed of me, or should I push to meet them?
Maybe he's ashamed of them.
Yeah.
Oh, that could
be. Point.
Maybe,
yeah.
Maybe he doesn't
Maybe
have
he
friends.
Doesn't want you to think less of him because his, you know.
Yeah.
I'd like to know if he is going... Hey, honey, I'm going to go have dinner with my family. Hey, I'm going out with my friends. If he's not doing that on his own, it's just because that's the life he lives. You know, isolated.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Yeah. I mean, visitors night at the penitentiary is Thursday. You want to go get some beans and franks?
My whole family is in there.
I see. I don't think there's any danger here. Do you?
No. In fact. You should be grateful he's not trying to.
No kidding.
Right.
Yeah. Exactly.
Careful what you wish for.
He clearly likes you. He likes you. So
now maybe he doesn't want you to meet his wife.
Have you considered that?
I didn't want to jump there because I didn't want you to. I was thinking it.
What's that called?
That's called cheating.
No. The
adultery.
There's a TV show. Then what's that called?
Polygamy.
No.
I don't know.
Catfishing.
Oh no!
Not catfishing.
Yeah. Catfishing is when you're like a guy pretending to be a girl, trying to land a professional athlete.
Yeah.
That kind of thing. Yeah. Catfishing.
Or you never meet them because they're always online.
That's the one. Yeah. Okay.
And you ask for money constantly.
Right.
Yeah,
that's catfishing.
Put up a different photo.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Well, let's move on. We have another letter from Allie Breen. What does it say?
Dear Allie, my husband. Dear Allie, my boyfriend fights constantly with his family. They're Italian. I'm Irish. Does that mean if we get married, he's going to constantly fight with me?
Oh. Yeah, and since you're Irish, you're going to fight him back.
Yeah. It'll be perfect. Wow.
Yeah.
Well, the liquor cabin will be full. Yeah. Got that going.
Wine and whiskey for
Pat,
days.
Pat, you want to take this?
It'll be half empty.
Pat, you've had several entanglements in your life.
Yeah.
Have they been, you are, of course, full-blooded Irish.
Yeah, this is the Irish slogan. Where's the fight and what's it about?
Yeah. Have you ever been with any Italian ladies?
Have I ever been with it? Yes.
Are they feisty?
Look at me.
How did it go?
Well, where do you want to start? It goes pretty good.
Oh, yeah. Really? Okay, there
Italian
we go.
Women are adorable. Yeah, very sexy.
I come from a big Italian family, and I think that that's the way we show love. Like, we're not going to be soft or kind, but, like, engaging in arguments is how we communicate.
Mm.
Not everybody, but some... Most of us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I dated a Greek guy that was like that. The whole family, yeah. I always thought that they hated me. They'd always yell. He's like, this is just how we talk.
I think when I date anyone of any any culture, they are all angry and fight with me.
You know what?
I don't know whether it's Italians.
It might be you.
Poland,
have you thought about it?
I love it. I had an aunt who was Irish and an uncle who was Italian. And we would go over there for cabbage and meatballs, and it was just so good. And always had a great time.
And she could never sit down. So funny. Our guest is Ally Breen. Ally Breen is a stand-up comedian based in New York City, who is typically in either Boston, Florida, or Arizona. And it's Ally Breen. I spell it out because you can look for her with your love troubles if you go to your favorite social media platform. What else have we got, Ally?
My wife wears yoga pants all the time and will get some serious camel toe.
Yeah.
We ran into friends the other day at lunch, and now all my friends are calling her moose knuckles.
Oh, no.
How do I tell her to stop wearing these? When we're in public, guys stare at it like it's a car wreck. I hadn't really thought about it until my friends mentioned it, and I don't know if she'll get insulted if I tell her. What would you do?
Who would buy a bigger size?
Yeah, didn't we have a story, though, about some kind of underwear you can wear with?
Yeah, that people want to have.
Oh, that makes sense. Yeah.
Well, no, this was an underwear that accentuated. It was like a fake camel toe, so it would even be more.
But now there's new underwear that's like a really thin silicone, like, cup almost for women that just smooths out the area like Barbie-ish, you know?
Oh, so you look like Rudolph Nureyev on that big cod piece thing.
Why don't you just buy yoga pants that fit? Shut up.
Hey, what are you doing?
All right, what am I doing? I'm on the wrong side of this argument. Yeah, we love yoga pants.
You like camel toe, though?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Yes?
Yeah.
I'm curious about your friends.
Yeah, get better friends.
Yeah, who would you ever say that about, like, Jeff's wife? If she
No. I was thinking that too.
Yeah, whose friends would say that about their friend's wife? That's bizarre.
Yeah, no. Yeah.
Also, they've got it wrong. Moose knuckle is for guys.
Yes, right. Yeah,
unless she's really bulky down there.
I mean, if she's
if the yoga pant fits,
producing pedunda.
Yeah,
she's got a buzz.
Just buy her some nicer. Buy her loose pants.
That's
buy
what
her,
like, I was doing. Yeah.
Buy her some longer shirts.
There you go.
Yeah, but you raised a really good. Yeah, why are his friends? And why would they even say it to him? I'm behind his back. I can see doing it.
Mm-hmm. But are these the friends that, like, share naked pictures of wives and girlfriends with each other? I think that's a weird group.
That is a weird group. I mean,
yeah.
All of the guys in here right now, we're all really close and we're all funny with each other. That doesn't happen.
Never. No. Like, no. Never.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we would never say.
Yeah, it's insane.
Yeah.
It's a crazy.
So the solution to this one is withdraw from your life. Get all new friends, and buy her a bike cup.
Do women know they have camel toe?
Yes, they do. It's uncomfortable, Tom.
The reason I asked is I assumed it would be uncomfortable.
It is uncomfortable. Yeah.
I saw a woman at Kroger that
doesn't mean she doesn't know.
Like a dinosaur.
Some
camel
women
toe.
Enjoy showing that.
My aunt knows. Yeah. My grandmother knows.
All right, let's move on. Ally Breen is our guest. What have we got?
I was going to say, too, it depends on the level. If you just have a little bit, you might not know. But if it's like a full situation, there's no way you don't understand it. Okay, dear Allie, I went to happy hour with my girlfriend, and when I went to the bathroom, another guy sent her a drink from across the bar. She accepted it, and we got into a huge fight as I told her she shouldn't have. She said that would have been rude. Who's right here?
Ooh.
Yikes.
All I can do is what I can tell you what I would have done I were the guy.
Yeah, okay.
All right, you got a free drink.
Yeah.
But that's it. There's no... you know what? Actually, now that I think about it, there's a chance I would have gone over, and not in a crappy way. Mm-hmm. She's going, hey, I appreciate it, and I don't blame you for sending her a drink, man. She is with me. And
Yeah.
And
unless you have $400 cash, you can't touch her.
Right, yeah. Exactly. So now if you want an indecent proposal, this thing, we can do it. Yeah.
I had that happen with my ex-wife before, and I just took the drink. I was like, thanks. And I drank
it. That's
a baller move.
Yeah. Yeah.
See, that's that a little aggressive to me.
That way, I was hoping it was roofing. Knocked myself out. Get out of that date.
Let's get another letter from Allie Breen. What do you got, Allie?
Dear Allie, my wife got flowers at work for Valentine's Day from whom she said the card said a secret admirer. She didn't volunteer this information and said she had no idea who sent them. I found out from her coworker and asked her specifically about it. Don't you think it's weird she didn't tell me?
It's just one of those super awkward situations where nothing wrong was done, but all of a sudden you're put in this position of, wait a minute.
Who's her coworker that told her husband?
Yeah, that told her. Good point.
That's the crappy thing. Yeah.
She was in the previous group of friends two letters ago.
Man, people cannot mind their own business.
No. But she could have done it without realizing. She could have been like, oh, that's so funny that your wife has a secret admirer at work, without knowing that it wasn't told to him.
Or the coworker knows something.
Yeah, that would almost make me think.
Hey, dude, you might want to look into this.
Still, though.
Yeah. Gotcha. Do you insert yourself?
No.
The woman may be totally innocent.
If your significant other got flowers from a secret admirer, came home and said, hey, look, I got these flowers from a secret admirer. I don't know who the heck it is.
I would say, are they from you? That'd be my first thing.
Sure, but I mean, would you be mad at your partner?
No.
I would not, but I would not have brought the flowers home. I would have left them at work.
Now, wait a minute. I want to go back to Christy's scenario.
What?
So she brings the flowers home, and she says, I bet these are from you. And if they weren't, would you say... That's right.
take credit.
No, I don't.
No?
No. No way.
No, that would be the kiss of death.
Yeah.
Because you know that's going to come back to...
Right.
Yeah.
I had somebody steal my flower valor once.
No way.
Yeah.
My God.
My friend Nikki had a new TV show, and she was... this was her first kind of big project. I sent her flowers. Her agent is also named Josh. She called him... and said, hey, thanks for the flowers. And he was like, oh, you're very welcome.
Is he still her agent?
I don't know.
Okay.
Did you tell her?
She eventually said, oh, yes, I eventually, and I don't normally do this, but normally I would have heard something, and I just wanted to make sure everything went okay.
She eventually recognized the...
hey, did you get the flowers?
The photographs of your male member?
Yes, yeah. She recognized my thumbprint on the front of it.
We have time for one more letter, Allie Breen.
Before we go, I know a girl who, when her relationship was on the rocks, she sent herself flowers to get the boyfriend jealous to see. So there's a chance maybe the wife's stirring something up.
Maybe.
I kind of like that.
Never know.
I do like when women send themselves flowers just because.
Just because.
They're not trying to start anything. Mm-hmm. They just,
To create drama. Get out. Okay. A quick letter. What do we got?
Dear Allie, my husband takes one guy's trip per year, and it's a golf trip to Thailand. All my friends say I'm crazy for letting him go and that he's obviously cheating. What do you think?
Well, he's not obviously cheating, but there is a chance. Yeah.
Yeah, Thailand.
Yeah, nice golf courses.
What's wrong with Phoenix?
Yeah. No, see, Christy,
golf courses in Thailand.
Yeah, Christy has nailed this. Yeah, you never see back in the day, Arnold Palmer and Jack Nicklaus their trip to Thailand.
Right.
They might be playing one round of golf in Thailand.
I doubt
the other 4 days.
They're guessing whether it's a boy or girl.
The other 17. The other 17 holes have nothing to do with golf.
That's right.
Yeah, when you play golf in Thailand, you always have to ask the person you're with, are you hitting from the ladies' tees?
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Hey, I'm Chris Van Vliet. Go behind the scenes and beyond the headlines with the biggest names in pro wrestling and beyond.
Mr. Sandman.
All I ever wanted to be was a pro wrestler. So I got to live my life
and make people really happy.
The Heartbreak Kid himself, Shawn Michaels.
Do you think there's anybody better than you were?
I think I was great at what I did, and I think other people were great at what they did as well. Greatness is more a mindset, I think, than anything else.
Mindset, motivation, insight with Chris Van Vliet. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.